Today we're Bezrem continuing in the first parak of Masachas Tainus, and today we are learning parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss, we already spoke about when we start saying Masha Baruch Amar Degeshem, when we stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Degeshem, and when we stop saying V'sein Talamatar. What we have not yet discussed is when do we start saying V'sein Talamatar. So B'Shloshim Archaz V'Nshalon Esagashamim, we begin to ask for rain in Shmona Esrei on the third day of the month of Marcheshvan, and that's the right time to begin asking for rain because it's the start of the rainy season. Rav Gamliel Omer b'shiva po. Rav Gamliel says, no, on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Chamisha asur yom achar chag. Seventh day of Mar Cheshvan is 15 days after Shemini Atzeres. Kedei sheyagia achron shebisrael l'nahar paras. Because we want to give everyone who came to be olah l'regel a chance to get home. So we want the last people who came to be olah l'regel as they come home after celebrating Yontif in Yerushalayim to get to Nahar Paras, which is the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. And we don't want to ask for rain because it's going to make their journey too difficult. So we wait for them to get to a point where they've traveled as much as they need to travel and they're home, and now we could have it rain and it's not going to risk anyone's traveling. Now, Mishnah Dal discusses, what if it doesn't rain when it's supposed to rain? So now we get into the main topic of Maseches Tainus about establishing Tanios. If the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan arrives and it still hasn't rained, the very special people, the Talmid Chachamim, begin to fast a series of three fasts, meaning Monday, the first Monday after 17th of Mar Cheshvan, and then Thursday and Monday. It's a Bahab that they fast. And they're allowed to eat and drink after it gets dark, meaning they can eat throughout the night before the fast, because the fast only begins the next morning. They're allowed to do Malacha throughout the fast, meaning the Mishnah is just going through what the rules of these fast days are. Uberuchitza, they're allowed to bathe on these fast days. Ubesicha, they're allowed to anoint themselves with oil. Ubenilas a sandal, they're allowed to wear leather shoes. Ubetashma shamita, and they're allowed to have tashma shamita, even though on the stricter fast days, certainly Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, we don't do these things. But on these fast days, you're allowed to do these things. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that when do we start saying V'sein Talamatar? Tanakama says on the third day of Mar Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel says on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Shemini Atzeres, so that everybody has a chance to get home before we start asking for rain. Mishnah Dalet, we said that if the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan arrives and it hasn't yet rained, so that's when the big Talmid Chachamim start fasting a series of three fast days, but they are a light these are light fast days in terms of they're not the most chamur. We do not observe these fasts at night, and they're allowed to bathe, and they're allowed to have tashramita and sicha, rechitza, all of these things, but they fast at least during the daytimes of the Monday, Thursday, Monday that follow the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav.